Hello and welcome to the very first episode of our brand new Star Wars show, Rebel Base.
Yeah, I don't want to alarm anyone, but it's exactly 1 year to the date that Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens, comes out in theatres. Mm. Now, to make the wait just a little bit more bearable, we'll be here every week discussing every piece of news, dissecting every rumour, and settling some debates that have raged for generations, like...
Which order to watch the Star Wars saga in?
Is Jar Jar Binks really beyond all redemption?
Which one of us can do the best Wookiee impression?
You're quite a hirsute individual. It probably comes quite naturally to you, doesn't it?
It's actually quite offensive.
So far we've only seen 88 seconds of The Force Awakens, but I think we want to discuss what is J.J. Abrams, the new director, bringing to the party?
I think, like, from what we've seen so far, remember we've only ever seen 88 seconds, that's nothing. Yeah. And probably a lot of that might not even end up being in the film, we don't know. But like from that, they've obviously used the soundtrack and the sound of Star Wars. And really, if you do that, any Star Wars fan is going to be like, you can do whatever you want with those noises and music, and I'll be going crazy with it. Yeah. So I don't think we've actually seen in that trailer what J.J. Abrams is bringing.
I actually think J.J. Abrams is quite a divisive character. Some people really love his stuff, people really love his work, TV shows he's worked on. But more than anything, he is a self-confessed Star Wars fan.
Definitely.
He said when he was doing press for Star Trek way back in like 2008, something like that, he said on record, he went, I'm more of a Star Wars fan than I am a Star Trek fan.
I think he said that the quote is, I'm not a Star Trek fan. It's like he's sitting behind him, loads of Star Wars stuff, Star Trek stuff.
And I think you can cut this two ways. One, that he is a Star Wars fan, so he knows that series inside and out. Mm. And one of my big kind of criticisms of George Lucas, and this show isn't about bashing George Lucas.
Definitely
George Lucas
not, no.
created Star Wars.
Yeah.
You can never take that away from him. But I feel like over time, George Lucas maybe forgot what made the original so magical. And remember, he didn't direct Empire Strikes Back or Return of the Jedi.
No,
So when Phantom Menace and the prequels came along, and we'll talk about prequels in future episodes, the prequels kind of got, I don't know, I think they got more fixated on what you could do technically in terms of special effects, that maybe character and story became second place. Whereas Abrams is a storyteller. He's
Definitely,
a screenwriter, he's a storyteller. And I think he'll make story and character paramount again.
Well, I think like just fun. Like that's the main thing. And there's a quote from Simon Pegg that says that JJ is going to bring a lot of fun to the Star Wars thing. And I think as a fan, that's sort of what he can do. My only sort of, you know, worry is that, you know, as a fan, he goes in quite blinkered.
Yeah, always too kind of, with Star Trek, he could be kind of a little bit irreverent and sacrilegious.
Because he didn't care.
No, because he has no real attachment to those characters, that he could shake things up. The problem would be he goes in Star Wars and suddenly, you know, like in this picture, he's sat next to Harrison Ford and he becomes a little bit starstruck and caught in the headlights.
Yeah.
But I think they're making all the right noises, and I think some of the decisions going into production are already paying, like bearing fruit in that trailer. Because I went to Star Wars Celebration a couple of years ago, and I heard Kathleen Kennedy talk about the production, and she said, we're going to go back to how they made the originals, that wherever possible, we're going to shoot in real locations, not on green screen.
Yeah.
We're going to use miniatures, we're going to use models. And all the stuff that's come out, the way that they've released information about The Force Awakens has, you know, it's kept that promise. Like the first video, J.J. Abrams,
was
like
that
Preacher,
guy,
Preacher walks behind him.
Yeah.
He does another video and it's a real life X-Wing, as much as you can have a real life X-Wing, and a guy climbing into it.
Yeah.
You know, there's real practical stuff. So when you watch that trailer, those stormtroopers look real.
Yeah.
Like they look like they're in a dropship, they're about to go into battle.
Yeah. I would hope that he doesn't get starstruck around Harrison Ford, because as we said earlier, his like one of his first things was actually working with Harrison Ford on Regarding Henry.
He wrote the screenplay, he's Jeffrey.
Yeah. And he's in a one shot where Harrison Ford like opens the door and he's standing there. He looks about 12. So you'd hope really that he's not getting starstruck around these people, a Hollywood director.
Do you have any other concerns about Abrams? Like I said, he's a divisive character. And some people, the thing he always gets kind of, I don't know, label with is like the lens flare and Abrams, all that sort of stuff.
People always think they're really clever when they say that. Like, ooh, lens flare, well done.
I don't think that's particular to Abrams. He's done it in a few high-profile films. But he thinks those films look great.
Yeah.
And what I really loved about his Star Trek movie, it's one of my favourite blockbusters like the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Is all the action services the story and the characters. Like every action sequence tells you something about how a character would act in that scenario. Mm. So it's not like, oh, this would make an awesome sequence and we storyboarded it. It makes sense to those characters and progressing the plot.
Yeah.
Although, which is a very Star Wars thing. That's how Star Wars edit. Like, all the sequences in the original Star Wars, kind of like dovetail into the next sequence, and it furthers the story. It gets them from Mos Eisley to the next place, to the next place.
I can see that in a way, but I think the first Star Trek film does that, and it sets up this, you know, entirely new world, which is sort of what we're doing with Seven, because, you know, all of the stuff that's come before, they're not ignoring, but they're calling it something else, the extended universe.
Yeah.
You know, they're sort of getting away from that. But Star Trek II, I thought, was a bit of a mess.
Yeah.
Like, start Into Darkness. And I just feel like he's dealing with existing characters now with Khan, like, they have this huge sort of bearing on fans' lives and things like that. And I wonder if, like, he just really can't bungle it again. If, well, I think he bungled.
Yeah, I almost think that's maybe more, maybe the screenwriters, because they were so obsessed. Like, I love the first Star Trek. It said they're now going to go on new adventures and do new things. And that's
right,
what
yeah.
I hope he does with Star Wars, because he's walked away from Star Trek now.
Yeah.
I hope J.J. Abrams gets to do that with the Star Wars franchise, tell new stories, so we're not kind of retreading. The problem with the prequels, as fascinating as it was to see young Anakin and see his tragic demise, you always knew where you were ending
up. Yeah,
that's
not interesting.
And dramatically, there's always going to be something less satisfying than having something that's entirely new. You knew the end points. You knew where you were working towards.
Definitely.
Whereas now we're just in charted territory with a new bunch of characters, a few familiar faces, which he did in the Star Trek movies.
Yeah.
But I think it's all on the new characters to go off and do new stuff.
Definitely. And I really hope that they are brand new characters and they don't do another Khan with it. And it turns out that actually some of the new characters are actually other characters that we know from other parts of the universe. I really hope that doesn't happen.
So that's what we think of J.J. Abrams. Like, I'm a big fan, you're a big fan. We're cautiously optimistic with what he'll do with The Force Awakens.
I'm sort of just cautious, I think.
It's a sensible way to live your life.
It is, yeah. But we want to know what you think. So let us know at rebelbase@ign.com. And if you find any cool stuff, send that to us as well. And it might make into a show. Who knows?
For everything on Star Wars, stay on target right here on IGN.